Please hear these centering words. Answer your greatest call, to love God with all that you are and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Do this and God will prosper the work of your hands. Will you please stand and join in the call to worship? God has been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, before the earth and sky were formed, God was from everlasting to everlasting. We come to worship this day, that God may gather us in. We will be close to God's heart, and we will dwell in God's grace. We will love God fully, and we will love one another well. Please join in the opening prayer. God of life, your memory is longer than time, your love longer still. Your giving nature amazes us. You have given us yourself. You have given us your work. You only ask for love in return, for you and for the world. You put your ministry into our hands, trusting us to be your hands. Bless the work of our hands and the ministries of our hearts, O God, as we seek to do your will. Amen. The opening hymn, Love Divine, A Love's Excelling, can be found in the Methodist hymnal on page 384 or on the screen. We're singing verses 1, 2, and 4.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead and take a seat. And as you're doing so, would you join me in prayer? All gracious and loving God, we give you thanks that you have never left us, that you have blessed us even before the foundations of the world were made, that you will continue to do so even long after we are gone from this earth. God, bless our hearts, bless our souls, bless our minds, bless our bodies, that we might praise your name and that we might be a people who shine your love. God, we ask that you're with those who have lost loved ones, the Loaf and the Jarvis family, the Adams family. God, we ask that you're with them and that you give them comfort and peace. Lord, we ask that you also help us remember your great love and your promise, and that at the end of all things, we will see each other again. God, we pray for those who are in the hospital. We pray for those who are ill. We pray for those who are recovering, who need health. God, heal them in whatever way you see fit. Lord, return them to strength. And Lord, we give you thanks for the ways that you continue to keep us and protect us and provide us strength every day. God, thank you. Thank you that we can continue to help love our children, help train them up in your ways, help teach them your wisdom. God, we give you thanks for the opportunity to welcome them into your house, to welcome them into our community, and show them love. God, may we continue to show our children love, and in doing so, may we be taught how to love as well. God, we give you thanks for birthdays, for anniversaries, for all of the good things. We give you thanks, and we ask that you fill our hearts with peace, with joy, and with love. Lord, anything that we haven't lifted up this morning that's heavy or quiet in our hearts, we give them to you. Lord, attend to them and attend to us so that we might be your hands and feet to the whole world. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. And so with the confidence of the children of God, we invite you now to pray with us the prayer that Christ has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen and amen. I think this is the time where we get to invite all of our wonderful children up. Kids, come on up.
Hello?
Ah.
Okay. Sorry, Rona died. Okay. Friends, who are you dressed up as?
Pastor Luke.
So we've got Pastor Luke in the white robes. We've got Pastor Luke on Good Friday. We got fancy Pastor Luke if he ever decided to wear a gold one. And then I'm Pastor Luke on an average Wednesday night. Nora's was inside out. Sorry, everyone. That was my mistake. I'm the one that put it on her. We'll figure it out. Well. There she is. All right. So, Sunday school kids, what did we made a sheet of paper, right? We made a sheet of paper. And it has everything that Pastor Luke does for the church, or just does in his everyday life, written on it, right? All right. So, what's one thing that we got on there? We'll go through it. What do we got on there? We have the Bible on it. What does he do with the Bible? He reads it. He teaches us about the Bible, right? All right, what else do we got? We have Queen Anne's and gumbo written on it. What else do we got? We have the church. He helps out at the church, right? What else do we got? He has meetings, so we drew his desk, yep. Oh, we have a saw and a log of wood because he likes woodworking. Yep. What else do we got there? We have watching the avalanche. Yep. Good job. Good job. Cleaning. Yep. He helps clean at the church sometimes. And then we've got his bagpipes written up there. Ragbri. Yes. You guys drew Ragbri. What else do we got? We got a couple more. Communion, yep, he helps out with communion, good job. He comes and helps out and plays with the middle school and high school youth group sometimes, yep. and he helps people. We have a very nice drawing of Pastor Luke helping somebody. All right. Good job. Does that embody what Pastor Luke does for the church? Yeah, he does a lot for the church, right? All righty. You want to go give him that? Your beautifully drawn card. All righty. Should we pray? All right. Hey, God. Thank you so much for all of the pastors. And please help them further your ministry. Amen.
Kids, stay up. Kids, stay up. Kids, stay up. I need your help again.
Do you know why I need your help again? We have a baptism. Absolutely. All right. So we're going to bless the water again. Are we ready to do that? Okay, come on up, come on up, come on. All righty. Friends, we have a baptism again today for little Ivan. This water, I guess if you can see it, this water is an outward symbol of an inward grace. It's just water, but it helps remind us of God's love. And not only that, it might be a symbol of God's love too. So, as we pour out this water and as we bless it, I want you to repeat after me. But remember, what's the most important part about blessing something? You have to fill your heart with love. That's the most important part about blessing something or anyone, is that your heart is filled with love. So, you could probably think about your little brother, right? Because you love him, don't you? Yeah, I know you do. Everyone in the pews, can you help me bless this as well? Can you fill your hearts with love also? And can you, that could be something as simple as thinking of what Christ has done for you, or thinking of a beloved child, or thinking of a beloved parent. But fill your hearts with love. And would you all repeat after me? Are you ready? Okay. Almighty God, bless this water. Bless our people. Teach us how to trust you. Just as the beginning of the world, and just as Moses in the flood, and just as, not Moses, Noah in the flood, and just as Moses at the sea, and just as Jesus at the river, bless this water that we might know your love. And all the people said, amen. Now, here's the best part about this. Some of you, most of you, I think, have been baptized. So, what I invite each of you to do is come up. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You can stick your finger in the water, and you can make a cross on your forehead. And remember your baptism again, right? So, go ahead. And when you're done with that, you can go ahead and go back to your seat. Thanks, kids. Friends, remember your baptisms and be glad. I'd like to invite the family up now as we baptize another little one into the family of God. Friends, as we mentioned before, baptism is an outward sign of an inward grace. Christ has already died. Christ doesn't need to die again. Our sins are forgiven. They are washed clean from us. And baptism is the moment where we affirm between ourselves and God, between ourselves and each other, that we have accepted that forgiveness. So, what do you think? Are we ready? You ready, Ivan? You have no idea what's coming. Brothers, sisters, siblings in Christ, this is holy baptism. And I present before you, Ivan, for baptism. So, because this is not just a promise between us and God, but a promise on behalf of our children and a promise we make to each other, I ask the both of you, on behalf of the whole church, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, would you say, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, would you say, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, would you say, I do. And because Ivan is little and can't speak for himself yet, will you nurture Ivan in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, they may be guided to accept God's grace for themselves, to profess their faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, would you say, I will.
I will.
And all of you here, because being community means we care for each other, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, would you say, we do.
We do.
And will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life, and include Ivan now before you in your care? With God's help, will you proclaim the good news? Will you live according to the example of Christ? Will you surround Ivan with a community of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others? Will you pray for Ivan, that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life? If so, would you say, we will. Ivan, they love you, and so does God. So, with that said, with the water blessed, with our commitments made, I think it's time to baptize. You ready? Ivan, I baptize you in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Can we pray? Friends, would you pray with me? Almighty God, send your Spirit upon Ivan. Lord, just as you have loved each of us from before the foundations of the world, may your love surround him. May your love be within him. May he never forget that love. Lord, send your Spirit upon him, that he may grow in faith, that he may accept you when it is his time. God, thank you, and bless him, now and forever. And all the people said,
amen.
Amen. I'd like to introduce a wonderful new child into the family of God. Would you welcome him?
Today's scripture reading is taken from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 13. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, assuming human likeness. And being found in appearance as a human, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him even more highly and gave him the name that is above every other name, so that at the name given to Jesus, every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work on your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Today's special music is Oh How Good It Is.
Thank you.
There is much to be grateful for. Even sometimes when our hearts are heavy, even sometimes when our minds are running from here to there, there is much to be thankful for. And not only that, but God, throughout our lives, continues to shape our hearts through this gratitude so that we might care for one another. Your church does quite a lot, both for our congregation as well as the wider community. And for that, you should be proud. So at this time, if you'd like to partner with us in ministry, we'll be passing plates for those who partner via check or via loose cash or loose offering. For those who give online or via EFT, thank you. You are a huge blessing to what God is already doing in the world today. So, at this time, I invite you to reflect on the ways that God has blessed us and continues to bless us. We ask you to reflect, and may your hearts be filled with gratitude. Would you bless the offering with me? Fill your hearts with love and pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that you continue to provide for us. Lord, may our hearts trust you. May our souls follow after you. Lord, may our actions bend to be a reflection of yours. God, we give you thanks for what we have given, because you first gave it to us. Lord, continue to be with us, continue to teach us, and help us be a grateful and generous people. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. We invite you to stay standing as you are comfortable and join us in our next hymn, More Love to Thee, More Love to Thee. You can find it up on your screens or in your thick blue-backed hymnal on page 453. Amen. You may be seated. Our gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 29 through 34. This is the gospel, according to John. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the chosen one." The good news of Jesus Christ. And all the people said, Amen. Amen. My heart is full after every baptism, so thank you. I don't know if many of you were like me. You probably were if you grew up Methodist or in a mainline church. When I was baptized, I was just on the cusp of being able to form memories, just a little bit over. I was 5 years old. So I don't actually have many memories of my baptism. But if you were baptized as an adult, that might be a different case. What I do have memories of, though, are my confirmation. What I do have memories of are canoeing in the Boundary Waters and at the end of the week being in a sauna and letting all the dirt and the grime get sweated out of my body and then jumping into a crystal clear northern Minnesota lake and coming up out from the water and going, oh, that's what it's like. I remember my commissioning as a provisional elder, right? I wasn't quite through whatever hoops I had to jump through. I remember being commissioned as a provisional elder, standing up there and receiving that big pectoral cross. I remember ordination, kneeling before my pastors, having their hands placed upon my head, and asking once again the Holy Spirit to enter into my life, to enter into my life and produce grace and joy and love. One of the things that I've learned over the years is that these big moments are important. These big moments are important because they mark the work that God is doing already. Just like missions, God is already in the world. In baptism, God already loves us. God loved us before we were born. God loved us before our parents even met. God loved us before the foundations of the world, before the foundations of reality were made. And we can't say that enough because oftentimes, I don't know about you, here's an example. I walk into the house, I've turned off the car, I think I've locked it, so I lock it 3 or 4 times, right? Because you never quite can be sure, even if you hear the horn honk. Amen? Amen. I walk into the house, I set down my keys, and then I go about my day, and then all of us are my evening, and then I wake up the next morning, and you know what I can't find? My keys. Man, people forget the simplest things, and that's only been a night ago. How much easier is it to forget sometimes the grace and the love of God? Regrettably so, unfortunately so, and yet, this is what we do as the body of Christ, as the followers of Christ, to gather together, to remind each other of the love that God has for us, week after week, month after month, year after year. In many ways, the Gospel of John here gives us a mystery, gives us an enigma, gives us a little bit of an adventurous story. Christ is baptized. And if you dive into what that means for us who are baptized, and if you overlay that view onto why Christ was being baptized, it gets a little bit hairy pretty quickly. Why was Christ baptized? He who was born without sin. The short answer, because the longer answer is in a book about this thick, and we could read it, but that might take too much time. The shorter answer is this. Christ was born without sin. Christ died on the cross for all of us. Our sins have already been forgiven. Christ, through baptism, reminds us that it is God who washes us clean and also reminds us that we are the ones to make that commitment between ourselves and God and each other. Christ, through baptism, was showing us what a life of faith looks like, how it might begin and how it might continue. See, there's a couple things that I've learned along the way, and I know I've got a few more a few more notches that my belt needs, but there's a couple things that I've learned along the way. One of these things is that this process of spiritual growth does not start and end with that bowl of water. This process of maturing in our faith is a lifelong thing. It takes year upon year upon year upon year. And that is a good and a beautiful thing. I know it might not seem like it. I know you, like I, might just want to say, all right, God, I'm here for it. I'm willing. Change my heart. Let me love. And then with the snap of a fingers, how many of you would like your heart to just be changed in love and be perfect? Anyone? Amen. Hey, I'm there, right? Even some of those who have years of wisdom in our congregation are raising their hand because I know that would be the easiest way to do it. God is all powerful. God is everlasting. God can snap God's fingers and it will be done. God speaks and it comes into existence. And yet, if we're honest with ourselves, we don't see it working like that, do we? We don't see human development or spiritual growth happening that way. It's like when I learned to skate. My ankles nearly snapped in two. It was difficult. Of course, I was younger then, so if I got hurt, fell down, bruised my knees, or skinned my elbows, it was fine. Even if I hit my head on the concrete, I usually got up with a goose egg and went on to do my own things. Kids are great, aren't they? But over time, I learned how to move forward. And over time, I learned how to stop without running into the garage door and leaving huge dents. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. Over time, I learned how to turn quickly. Over time, I learned how to play with a stick in my hand. And what I'm finding now that my hair is beginning to gray as I take my daughter to the ice rink and teach her these same things that I've learned. Man, it's a slow process. But there's some beauty in it to see the wheels turn, to see her figuring out how to do things, to be a little bit hands-off and let her fall down because, goodness gracious, it's a beautiful thing that she gets back up. Faith is no different. It is a lifelong process. It is something that starts before we are born and goes until our last breath. And I would suspect that even when we get to heaven, God has mysteries to unveil to us as well. See, the other thing that I know is that God is infinite. God is much larger than we could ever imagine. God is the biggest thing in all of reality. And what this means then is if we are to be images of God, if we are to be perfect, as Christ says in Matthew on the Sermon on the Mount, if we are to be perfect like our Heavenly Father is perfect, that means that our love, our gentleness, our peace, our patience, all of the fruits of the Spirit, there is no end. There is no limit. There is no finite stopping point to our ability to love, to our ability to be patient, to be kind, to be gentle. That if we are images of God and if God is infinite, then we will grow infinitely in love throughout our lives, in the hereafter, and on to eternity as well. What that means for us here today is perhaps this. How many of you are retired? I'm not retired. That's why I'm not raising my hand. When you are retired, what does that mean as far as work goes? Are you done? No. Thanks be to God, you've learned the lesson, right? What I hear time and time again is, I am busier in retirement than I ever was working, and I don't know who lied to me, but somebody did. Amen? Amen. The Christian life is no different. We don't retire. Our roles just change. The things we learn progress. We don't retire as people of faith because we are always growing. It doesn't matter if you were baptized today. It doesn't matter if you've been doing this for 3 decades. It doesn't matter if you've been doing this for 6 decades. God calls us to growth. God calls us to deeper love. God calls us to grow. Now, I used a word in there, and I think this is important. I used a word in there. It was perfection. And I'll keep this one quick, because this is a little heady. How many of you, when you think of perfection, you think of making no mistakes? Anyone? Right? That good old-fashioned classical view of perfection. I will never misspell the word neighbor again. Hallelujah? Hallelujah. I will never mismeasure that recipe, and my cookies come out hard as a rock. Amen? Amen. I will never make a mistake. I will be perfect as the world sees perfect. It's not what we're called to, friends. And it's one of the things that John Wesley, one of our founders, reflected on heavily. He said that there's something called Christian perfection, which I today would say is different than secular perfection, right? Secular perfection is, I will never screw up. I will never make a mistake. I will never break something. But Christian perfection, what we're called as we grow, right? Because remember, it starts before baptism, is proclaimed in baptism, and goes on as we mature. What we are called to, that target, that North Star to guide us, is perfection, as our Heavenly Father is perfect. See, by that we don't mean never making a mistake. By that we mean, as Wesley intuited, our hearts beat in time with the heart of God. That our will is able to be in tune with God's will. That our hearts are fully at peace, even in the midst of storms and trials and hardships. That our souls feel alive, even when the skies are a little bit overcast. Even when we're doing mundane, simple work. That our wills themselves might desire what is good. This is what Christ points us to. This is what God hopes for all of us. This is what it means to be perfect as God is perfect. That we might love like God. That we might be compassionate like God is compassionate. And that, friends, is a much lighter burden than trying to never make another mistake again. Because at the end of the day, all of this we do, everything in here, everything out there, everything in our personal lives, everything in our communal lives should point to our hearts being more filled with the love of God, the compassion of Christ, the gentleness of the Spirit. And thanks be to God that it doesn't have to happen just like that. So friends, as you go on your way, as you take more trips around the sun and celebrate birthdays, as you wake up in the morning and take your first awake breath and your feet hit the floor, may you find peace. May you find joy. May your hearts be filled with the love of God. May you know that this is not a sprint, that you can pace yourselves. And may you also know that it is a lifelong thing, and that all of us, even if you're wearing these silly clothes, have things to learn. Friends, may God love you. May you love each other as Christ has loved us. May you love yourselves as Christ loves you. And may you know that all will be well, and that we will grow into the image that God has called us to be. Amen. Amen. Would you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, thank you. Thank you that you have not put that burden on our shoulders. Thank you that you have blessed us. Thank you that you have said it is a lifelong process. Thank you that you do not rush us to the end, but that you walk with us where we are, as we are, who we are. God, continue to call us into your light and your grace. Continue to form us in your compassion and gentleness. Continue to teach us what it means to be followers of Christ. God, continue to help us be humble, having hard conversations, and admitting when perhaps I haven't seen the whole truth. God, may you show us the whole truth. May you open our eyes and our hearts that we might see, that we might feel, that we might be formed from birth to our last breath and beyond into your love. God, help us. Help us. Our trust is in you. And all the people said, Amen. We invite you to stand as you are comfortable and join us in our closing hymn. It can be found up on the screens or in your hymnals on page 648. God the Spirit, Guide and Guardian, and we'll sing verses 1, 3, and 4. Before we go today, I'd like to give, once again, congratulate Peterson family for their baptism and welcome everyone into the back to join with cookies and coffee and fellowship and celebration. Also, again, because it is one way that we engage in mission, if you are free this Saturday in the morning, It would be a wonderful and beautiful thing to help within gathering. So I will be in the back. Come see me if you are available and interested. But friends, may the Almighty God bless you and keep you. May God lift God's face upon you and smile. And in your hearts, may you know peace and joy and love. Go now in the lifelong adventure of faith, knowing that every day we will learn something new. May your words and your hearts and your actions be loving and gentle and kind, so that the light of Christ may be shown to all people. Go with God, and God will go with you to the end of all things. And all the people said, amen. Go, rest, enjoy your Sabbath. Today our service is ended.